Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Caitlin Sevier joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. I found out about this program. You know, I played in the South Shore YMCA charity golf tournament. Just after, Kennedy, you made the announcement of your diagnosis with breast cancer. And when I was there at the golf tournament, they told me about their Stay Strong program. Caitlin, can you tell us about that?
Sure. So the Stay Strong program is a program that the South Shore YMCA holds, and it is a free 12-month membership to either branch, the Emelson branch in Hanover, or the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy, for anyone that's diagnosed with cancer, who has undergone treatment within the past 12 months, their household family members, and a caregiver as well.
And what sort of things do you do there? Why would one go?
So it's really a sense of normalcy in a very unnormal time in the family's life when someone is diagnosed with cancer. Not only is the free 12-month membership given, but there's also a free week of traditional summer camp if you have children who are also enrolled with you, a personal physical activity plan, with our certified staff. You have access to our Germantown Neighborhood Center food pantry, drop-in babysitting for parents during treatment and appointments, family-focused activities. So really just trying to meet everyone where they're at in their journey, because depending on the person, there are different points.
And what do you say to somebody who might be like, oh, I can do it myself?
I would say that it takes a village, and we are here for you, and we're here to support you. And even if you might not need us right now, we'll be here for you when you're ready.
Yeah, I think that's something that we did not realize would be so important when Lana had been diagnosed and then her mom had been diagnosed was the support of our friends and family around us. I wish I'd have known about something like this because I think this would have been great.
Yeah, asking for help is not my forte.
Right.
And I mean, I live by myself, so I'm going to have to. This is not something that I can do by myself. So I think this sounds so great. And I live just not far away at all from the Hale Center. So
That's great.
I'm glad you're here. And
it's
and
beautiful,
what a wonderful
by the way.
Oh, I know.
Facility.
It's a stunner.
It's incredible. I mean, the first time I went there.
I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And I've said this before on the show. I mean, I love the YMCA. I was a YMCA kid.
Same.
I was a camp counselor at the YMCA.
I love it.
We want to thank you for coming on and sharing this morning. We are making you, Caitlin, and everybody over at the South Shore YMCA, members of the Good Vibe Tribe. I think most of the members of the South Shore YMCA are already members of the Good Vibe Tribe.
You can never be a member too many times.
Right. And we appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that with us about the Stay Strong program. If you go to the South Shore YMCA website, click on programs, and then you can go in there and you'll find the Stay Strong program in there.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Caitlin.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, you've got something going on in your community, an organization that you're involved with that helps other people, or maybe you just got yourself a brand new car today and you want to celebrate it, you can call or text us in the studio to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio, Caitlin?
Yes. This is a guy called The Singing Dentist, and this is a song called Return of the Plaque. Get it?
So, yes I did, but I guess you didn't know. And now the bleeding starts to show that you let the tartar grow. Cause what you did, you know, was wrong. When you promised to floss your gums, but you only did it for a week. And now your gums are starting to bleed. You lied to me. When you said that you floss every day, you lied to me. You said you'd try, you said you'd try. You lied to me. And now that you have got gum disease, you lied to me.
And now you're gum
disease. Smells like poo. Return of the plaque. Return of the plaque.
Genius.
He's so good. Look him up. The Singing Dentist.
Right. That's fantastic. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Ed Sheeran showed up on Friday in Ipswich, as we had been talking about for a while here. He filmed a music video for his new song, Old Phone, at a pop-up English-inspired pub called the Old Phone Pub on Friday. You had to have texted in to try and get accepted. And if you were accepted, then you were to show up with your text. You were a plus one and that was it. You couldn't copy. You couldn't nothing. And during the day, he was spotted visiting with fans, popping into shops and eateries. He stopped and had beers with people. He stopped into the Old Soul Cafe, Zumi's Espresso, the Henry Bear Park Toy Shop, snapping pictures. You name it. He was all over Ipswich, letting the people know how much he loves it there and how much he loves Massachusetts and how much he loves his sister city here in the United States.
Did you see him pop up into the weather on TV, too?
No.
It was hysterical because, you know, he's just funny. And so he's up there in front of the green screen and he's like, hey, look, there's Ipswich, and it's cold and rainy because it's Ipswich. And he's like, wear a sweater. You know what a sweater is? Of course you know what a sweater is. You live in Massachusetts. You know what a sweater is.
Man of the people, that Ed Sheeran.
Did Andrea get to go, do you know?
Yeah,
get
she
to talk
did.
To them?
So she got up there. When she got there, she had a hard time finding parking, as I understand
as
it.
As we said, don't drive.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So she finally found some parking. She got parked. And when she was walking from wherever she was parked to where the pub was, she could hear like Ed Sheeran music playing. And she's like, what is going on? And she shows up, and Ed is outside of the pub, set up on a little stage, and he's just performing with his guitar. No sound system or anything. It looked like the cameras were rolling, she said. And then he moved inside. She did not have a text to get inside. But she's like, well, I'm just going to get in line. She waited in line, I think, an hour and a half and ended up getting in. But
even
without the text.
Well done, girl.
But I don't think Ed was in there by the time she got in there. So she got to go in. She got to be in the pub. She
we'll
got
see
to,
it. That's pretty cool.
Right.
She got it's a one day only.
Yeah. So she said it had, you know, all these photos of him and fans and that sort of thing inside the pub. She got some swag. She got like a swag bag or something like that.
Oh, I love it. Good
and I
her.
Saw, too, Alicia that used to work with us here at the radio station in the office. She was sitting at a restaurant. She posted a picture, and she had just like she lives in that area. She had gone out to lunch, whatever, and she's sitting in a restaurant. And Ed just walked in with his guitar and went behind the bar and started playing songs for everybody. Not at his pub, but a different place.
That's a once in a lifetime thing where Ed Sheeran just walks in and plays you music.
Can you imagine
when you're just eating at a random restaurant,
just having some fish and chips, enjoying
he's just
your
such
lunch
a good
during dude. Your workday?
Do you know what I mean? You see so many celebrities these days that would never, or they have to be surrounded by 800 people or whatever. I adore it.
It's just, it's really fun that he has decided that, you know, that he has decided to act on his love of Massachusetts, right? I mean, it could be anywhere in the world, but for some reason...
Well, if there's an Ipswich somewhere else, maybe he'll select them as well.
Ipswich,
but, you know, when
West
you live
Virginia.
At Ipswich there, you live in Ipswich sure. here, it works,
right.
it works.
Guess it pays off being New England this time.
Morgan Wallen performed two songs from his forthcoming album on Saturday Night Live, but it was not his performances that had the chatter. It was what happened after the show was over. So, you know, at the end of the show, the host comes on and says, thank you. So-and-so, thank you, so-and-so, good night. And everybody hugs and talks and chats until right. they hit the top of the hour and they go. Well, apparently he came out at the end of the show, but he did not, he kind of walked out, he saluted the audience, shared a light hug with the host, Mikey Madison, and then left. Just walked off stage. And I guess it was super obvious that he just walked off stage. And nobody could really remember a time when this ever really happened. And then he posted on social media after the show, consisting of a photo of his private jet on the tarmac in New York with the caption, "Get me to God's country."
Interesting. So I don't know if you saw the performance or not.
No.
But the first performance, he had all of these things up on the walls behind him. And it was almost like it was a CSI thing with all the, you know, the thumbtacks and the red line going from this to this thread to that thread. And it was just all parts of his career, including, remember, he got in trouble the last time he was on SNL. Remember?
He's gotten in trouble a whole heck of a lot.
Right. And like there was, it looked to me, trying to pay attention closely, that there were mentions of that up on the walls when he was performing. So I don't remember. Something definitely happened the last time he was on there.
Well,
the
first didn't show up because he got really drunk at the concert beforehand, right?
No, that was Zach Bryan and Noah Kahan. The Morgan Wallen thing was during COVID. He was set to do SNL, and he was out tailgating at a college football game, like making out with college girls.
And got hammered.
When he was supposed to be social distancing to go do SNL. So then SNL said,
you
can't come, and canceled his performance.
Right, gotcha.
But then brought him back like 2 weeks later. So he did do it again.
Right.
He's been in trouble for multiple things.
So many things. And finally this morning, somebody doing the good work is Jelly Roll. Just every time you look up, he's doing something kind for somebody else. So what had happened was he was doing some shows in Canada, and someone that works with him, the guy named MD Motivator, an influencer who goes around doing nice stuff for people, this woman was at a homeless encampment, and she saw a guy with no shoes on, and she said, "How can I help you?"
You okay?
I'm not okay. I need shoes.
Okay, so stay here, okay?
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, of course. Come here.
Thank you. You struggled with homelessness?
Oh, yeah. For 3 years.
I didn't need shoes.
Okay.
I was just trying to find someone who was going to be kind and help me.
Okay.
Before I go, I have one gift for you.
Congratulations. You will not be home tonight because Jelly Roll wanted to personally invite you to a show, VIP tickets.
You're going to the show tonight.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me here.
Zach has gifted me this box for us. We got to open it.
The windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what is behind you. Put on this blindfold.
One, two, three.
Thank you. I thought I was gonna die, man. My dad was always so worried that he'd get a phone call that I'd be dead on the street.
Now you know he's got a call.
Yeah.
He gave her a car.
That's
I was wondering what was happening.
He gave her a car.
Right.
Because she didn't have one, and because she had lived with homelessness a good portion of her life. And I just think he is a gem.
Right.
We could all learn from him. Yep. And that's what I got.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to April from Lemonster.
Good morning, April.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So we've got five pop culture trivia questions. April, you answer more than right. Kennedy, you win the money. She's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening, just like me. You get more right, you win, you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I think so. I hope so.
Miley Cyrus just added to her collection of platinum records. Her Grammy-winning song, Flowers, is now 7 times platinum. Who is Flowers about?
Liam Hemsworth?
Question number two. 11 years ago today in 2014, How I Met Your Mother aired its final episode. Finish this How I Met Your Mother quote. Legend. Wait for it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yep. Legend. Wait for it.
Yep.
Are born. I have no idea.
All right. Question number three. GQ says, Grandpa's shoes are cool now. They just did a big write-up on New Balance, releasing a new line that looked downright orthopedic and somehow cost $250. What does GQ stand for?
Gentlemen's Quarterly. I don't know.
Question number four. Helen Mirren has never liked the way women are portrayed in James Bond movies. Which TV show does Helen Mirren currently star in with Harrison Ford?
Oh, 1883.
And question number five. Jack Antonoff, 41 today. He's a frequent writer and producer for Taylor Swift. He also has his own band. What's the name of his band?
What's his name?
Jack Antonoff.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
April, I understand you work at Hanscom Air Force Base?
I do. That's correct.
Hanscom Air Base? Hanscom Air Force Base.
Yes.
Yeah. Hanscom Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Any or all the above is fine. That's, yeah.
What do you do there? Do you know where the secrets are kept?
Fighter pilot?
Yes, I'm a. It's a big fighter base, so yeah, we're all fighter pilots. Actually, that's all they have out there.
I knew it.
Yeah.
April got 2 out of 5, I believe, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are difficult.
It's not going to win you a dogfight, that aim.
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? Miley Cyrus just added to her collection of platinum records her song, Grammy-winning song "Flowers," is now 7 times platinum. Who is Flowers about?
Liam Hemsworth?
Tie to one. 11 years ago today in 2014, How I Met Your Mother aired its final episode. Finish this How I Met Your Mother quote. Legend. Wait for it.
Dairy.
You didn't wait for it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, my apologies.
You're exhausting.
I know. I've been told.
2 to 1. Question number three. GQ says, Grandpa's shoes are cool now. They did a big write-up about New Balance releasing their new line that looked downright orthopedic and cost $250. What does GQ stand for?
Gentlemen's Quarterly.
3 to 2. Question number four. Helen Mirren never liked the way women were portrayed in the James Bond movies. Which TV show does Helen Mirren currently star in with Harrison Ford?
1923?
4 to 2. Question number five. Jack Antonoff, 41 today, is a frequent writer and producer for Taylor Swift and also fronts his own band. Name that band.
Bleachers.
It is Bleachers. 5 to 2 is the final score. Kennedy's like the Red Baron Snoopy shooting everybody down.
I don't know about all that.
You don't get the cash, April, but listen to this. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shucked April 8th. It's playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. Get tickets at bostoninbroadway.com. That's bostoninbroadway.com. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is April from Lemonster, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
You can call or text 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? Kennedy?
I bought a car.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, money bags. Talk to me.
I wouldn't get that far.
You mean you borrowed a car from the bank?
I did. My bank bought a car. Yeah. And I get to drive it.
That's nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind people, your bank.
I know.
For a nominal fee every month.
Sure.
With interest.
Yes, yes, all of that stuff. So
tell everybody what kind of car you got.
I got a Ford Bronco Sport. She's adorable.
She's red.
Reddish, yeah, kind of spicy.
Spicy red like
and,
you.
And yeah, pretty much.
Does she have a name?
Baby. Yeah, I you know, as you guys may or may not have remembered, I paid off my car like, I don't know, last October or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so happy. I was just so excited to not have a car payment. And I had paid off a big loan during that same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was putting stuff in savings. What a concept. And then just everything started falling apart on the car.
Yeah.
So there was just, you know, the brakes were metal on metal, and it needed a new windshield and all of this other stuff. And when you're weighing how much it would cost,
sure,
how much it wouldn't. And I
stopping
just said,
your car with your feet's not a good idea.
It was getting to be that
it's
point.
Good enough for Fred Flintstone.
Like, I was scaring dogs as I drove past them.
Because the squealing of your brakes.
Literally, that car looked like it had seen better days for sure. And
yeah,
so I just was like, you know what? I'll just pull the trigger. So I've been doing some research on my own. And then I just went to the dealership and I bought me a car, and now
well,
I have a car.
Congratulations. That's
yep,
exciting.
We going out for a joyride? We going to cruise the strip or what?
I'm still nervous driving. I just don't want anything to happen to it. I still don't know how to work everything yet. I couldn't figure out how to put the cruise control on this morning, but I'll figure it out. And thanks to everybody at Jack Madden Ford who helped me out. I really appreciate it.
Hashtag not an ad.
Hashtag not an ad.
I really figured you for a Cybertruck girl.
Ford F-250 if you're going to go Ford.
Brian's from Swampscott.
No.
Good morning,
extended
Brian.
Oh, no.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So you did a big road trip. Where did you go?
Yeah, so we had planned to go to the Berkshires,
okay,
in Western Mass. And at the last minute, we said, let's do something different. So we went down to Virginia, Shenandoah National Park.
Oh, it's so beautiful there.
John Denver has sung me tales about that place.
Yeah, the Luray Caverns are really nice, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're really cool, the organ that they make inside of there.
Still. Yeah, so that was awesome.
It's amazing when you get down to that part of the country how everything just slows down. Like, everything
just... Oh, big time.
Just,
it's like going back in...
It really
back
is.
Back in time.
Yeah, it's sometimes
there.
It's hard to even get, like, phone service. You stop in a
yep,
corner store where they
you
have...
You say that about going past Springfield, my guy.
I don't know.
I do.
I feel like you go down to Virginia and things just change.
Go to the Berkshires. Very quiet.
Yeah. All right.
I'm so glad you had a
That's
good time.
That's what we planned to do, was
yeah,
just rest and relax. And then, so on the way back, we stopped at the Poconos, the Mount Airy's Casino.
Oh,
nice.
Did you hit it big?
No, not big, but we did play like a good amount of time, and then we left. I think we were up like $50 total, which is way better than losing it all.
There you go.
Nice job. Up 50 out of a casino? I mean, that's a win.
That's
brother,
a win.
That is a win. All right. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that. Kathleen is from Quincy. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
You volunteered where this weekend?
Well, a couple days last week, I volunteered for the World Figure Skating Championships that were held in Boston.
Yeah, at the Garden over
there. And
the
then, yep, it was awesome. And then Friday night, I went to see the women's final competition, and Saturday I got to go see the men's.
And if I have this right, the woman that won it, won the Worlds, was from the United mm-hmm, States, and that's the first time that's happened in a very long time, right?
Well, yes, she is from the U.S., so was the man that won. I'm not sure how long ago a woman won, an American won, but this particular skater, Alyssa, she won a few years ago, and then she quit and then decided to come back, and there she goes and wins again.
That's awesome. They're just so incredible. I have it all recorded. I can't wait to watch it this week. I love figure skating, Kennedy.
Yes, who doesn't?
There's some guy did a backflip. Did you guys see that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Scotty Hamilton did that millions of years ago.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he's the first one that ever did it.
Yeah, it was wild. He did a full out laid backflip, and I was like, well, that's amazing.
So we swept the women and men's championships?
Yeah,
Yeah, USA! USA! I won't watch, but I'll gloat like I did something.
Amazing.
USA!
Thank you, Kathleen. We appreciate that. as I mentioned on Friday, spent a lot of time at lacrosse fields this weekend. We did get down to the Cape for a couple of days.
That's nice.
Which was nice, you know, getting the yard all cleaned up and mm-hmm. all of that crap. But it was kind of fun just being back with everybody yesterday for lacrosse because yeah. now some of the family we talked with throughout the year, even when they're not playing, but then a lot of people, they're I don't know what you call them, but they're your youth sports friends.
Of course.
So the only time you ever talk to them is at the game
or
the practice. But you know every detail about their life. And so when they talk about their dog or their in-laws or their job or their kids
well, you
or whatever.
A lot of time together.
Right, right. So we got the big dub, Kennedy.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Big rivalry game, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
You know who it was.
Reading?
It was Reading.
Oh, no.
Big rivalry game to start the season.
Oh, no.
But it was fun. It was fun. They all played really well together.
Carson and Kennedy on Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. We got a text from somebody who said they went up to Maine to see Gabrielle Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias. Excuse me. Fluffy. I know him as Fluffy. He's a comedian. Do you know who he is, Kennedy? Maybe look up his face.
No,
very funny guy. So she went up, saw him, said the show was great. Let's see. Who do we have here? We have Kristen from Middleborough. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Did you call us on Friday, I believe?
I did, yes.
Okay. So we have an update from the dance competition with your daughter, correct? What's her name?
Her name is Kaylin.
Kaylin, okay. How did it go?
It was amazing. So Kaylin and her four teammates, the Ruby Girls, they had their very first competition. They're only 5 and 6 years old, and they won 3 different awards for their one jazz dance.
Oh, that's so great. Congratulations.
That's amazing for your first one. What were the awards that they won?
So they won a special judges award. And then there's different levels for scoring. So diamond is the top scoring category, and it goes all the way down to gold. And they scored in the diamond category, so they got pins for that. And then they won first place for their category.
Oh, congratulations.
No one outdances the Ruby Girls.
Just saying. You have been put on notice. The Ruby Girls are here.
The Ruby Girls show up to your competition. You just sneak out the back.
Yeah, you just
you have a chance.
Shut it down.
They just worked so hard, and we were just so proud of them. It was just unbelievable to watch them.
I mean, that's a Disney movie because, you know, you don't know. You're watching them, you know, practice in a studio and at home, and you have no idea mm-hmm. how they're going to do when they go out and compete against other people. And then you're like,
exactly.
Oh, my God. The Ruby Girls are crushing it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, they killed it. They were amazing.
Oh, well, that's super cool. Super cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Kennedy, watched a movie over the weekend. We saw it was free on Hulu. And I didn't know exactly what I was getting into when we watched this movie.
God, if only there was a way you could look up what a movie is about before you start watching it.
I don't like to do that, though.
Or if they played, like, they had, like, a two-minute clip of the movie they played, like, they released beforehand, so you could watch and see if it might be a movie for you.
So you knew if it's something you should watch in front of your kids or not.
Yeah,
or
that's...
whatever.
Yeah, so...
like a sneak peek.
You're kidding that you didn't even know what this movie was about.
I mean, I had an understanding, like, on the back of a business card...
Stripper should be first thing out.
What movie is this?
Anora.
Oh, the one that just won the Oscars.
Yes, it won all the Oscars. It won Best Actress for Mikey Adams, the girl that plays Anora.
Mikey Madison.
I don't know what that.
Mikey Day is on the show. I don't know.
And then it also won...
Sports Radio.
Also won for Best Movie. It won Best Director, Best Screen... it won all the awards. And so, yes, I knew it was about a stripper that hooks up with the son of a Russian oligarch. That was on the back of a business card. But I did not know how detailed it was going to be into the stripper world.
So I don't understand why it's so hard for you to look something up first.
I don't like to do that. If I'm going to watch something, I don't want any premise of what's going to be happening in front of me. I love not knowing when I go into something of what...
But then you come in here and you say something like this.
Yeah, that feels like a you get what you get
scenario. You don't have to go on Wikipedia and read the ending.
Sure.
But there are websites out there that say yes for kids or no for kids. Well, they say lots of sex or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not that hard.
I guess. When you're technology in the moment, though, there. Hey, this looks good. Let's watch it.
So what's your problem?
You're both so smart. Why?
No problem. The movie was fantastic. But the first 45 minutes, she's naked through the entire thing.
I might have to check that out.
It's honestly, the first 45 minutes.
If you haven't seen The Substance yet, lots of naked there.
All right.
Yeah.
So good, though.
The first
so
45
good,
minutes, it's just her and her future husband naked, in the club, at the house, partying. It is a wild, wild story. But I was just blown away. It was a fantastic movie. But just know that if you're going to watch that, it's kind of difficult to watch with a teenager in the house.
Person, don't tell people. They might not want to know.
I'm not going to tell anything about the plot. I'm not going to tell you anything about
that's like watching Game of Thrones, but you can't believe how many people are dying.
Oh, my God.
They're all doing it and killing each other.
Why is it called the Red Wedding episode? I didn't know. They should have told me.
Anyway, Producer Dan, how about you? Did you get into anything exciting this weekend?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. It was pretty low-key, but I enjoyed it.
Low-key is good.
Friday night, we went to where all the happenings go in Woburn, the 99 at Four Corners.
Oh, okay.
That's where the who's who are. Yeah. You want to know what's going on over Gold Fever Wings.
Okay.
And Saturday, I went to visit some family in Revere. Had a big Italian dinner. It was fun.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then Sunday... we went to a pub that I don't even want to say the name of because I love it so much. I don't want to give the game away.
That's okay.
It's a brand new place
in
Medford Square. Now I'm going to share it with people. It's called Mrs. Murphy's Pub.
Okay.
And it's this little Irish place that is owned by an actual Irishman from Ireland.
Okay.
And they always have a guy playing a fiddle in the corner doing traditional Irish music. And the food, you can get sausage rolls and chicken and curry and steak and ale pie, all of stuff that you're actually eating in Ireland.
Can you throw darts in there too?
No, it's a tiny joint.
Oh, okay.
You would hit somebody if you threw a dart in any direction.
So I've been to Irish pubs where that indeed happens.
And then I'm not a reality TV guy. You guys know that. I'm not a fan of the whole genre of reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
But my girlfriend loves it.
Well, and now
she,
you do.
She got me hooked on one this weekend.
What is it?
And I'm all in now.
What is it?
It's a TLC show.
What is it?
Called Bailin' Out Loud.
I love her. I follow her on social media.
She is a TikTok star who now has a TLC show.
Yeah.
And she has Tourette's syndrome.
She's the sweetest person.
And it just follows her life kind of dealing with this and trying to live independently while dealing with this disorder.
I found her during the pandemic, when we spent a lot of time at home and on social media. And that's when she really kind of started to rise to fame was during the pandemic.
I watched 8 episodes of that season
weekend.
I am all the things that fly out of her mouth.
How do they edit it for TV, though? Because
on streaming, it's not edited.
Oh, it's not?
No.
So you watch it on streaming and they don't edit it because I've seen it on TV.
Yeah,
and
I can't say any of the things.
No, she does. But she's really funny.
Yeah. And it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
All right.
I'm all in.
Tell everybody everybody the name of the show again?
Balin Out Loud.
Right.
Good also, stuff. Maybe not with your kids, unless you want them to start screaming a lot of new words.
Watch Enora and then Balin Out Loud and make sure all the kids are in the room with
you. Yeah, we're raising a generation. It takes a village.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kate from Malden.
Good morning.
Hello, guys.
As I understand it, Kennedy, Kate played once before, 10 years ago.
10 years?
And she won.
Woo!
Welcome back.
Thank you. And Carson, you and I were in the Micro Center line together fixing our laptops.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes. We both had smashed devices, just crying over at the price of what it was going to cost to get it repaired. Oh. It's so expensive to repair computers,
exactly.
You just buy a new one now.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I did.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one, the Energizer Bunny ad campaign was famous, but it didn't help sales. In fact, Energizer sales went down during the years it ran.
That's crazy.
What were those ads selling?
Batteries.
26 years ago today, The Matrix was released. Which actor turned down the role of Neo to star in Wild Wild West instead?
Val Kilmer?
Question number three. In a new interview, Billie Eilish called Nicki Minaj the greatest female rapper of all time. Name the song Nicki did this verse on. Take a listen.
It's friends in the bottle, it's Nicki, full throttle, it's all. Swimming in the grotto, we winning in the lotto, we dipping in the pot of blue foe. So, getting so good, it's dripping, I don't would get a ride in that engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang bang cocking it, Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari, if they test me, they sorry. Ride is up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari.
Name the song.
Oh, I'm terrible at song titles. Oh, I don't know.
Question number four, Southern Charm star Craig Conover. Is that Conover? Is that it?
Yeah.
He has a new woman, apparently. Where does Southern Charm primarily take place?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
I also watched that reunion special Against My Will this weekend.
Did you? My wife loves that show.
Mm-hmm.
Question number five.
I'll say Charleston.
Question number five. Jason Statham's A Working Man knocked Snow White down to second at the box office this past weekend. Who is the star of the new Snow White movie?
Oh, I think her name Rachel Ziegler.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That movie is a big old flop.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of interesting controversy about her in promoting that movie and why it's caused it not to do so well.
Also, it doesn't seem like a very good movie. So,
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kate from Malden got, I have 3 out of 5, Dan, is that right?
That is correct.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy, right?
Yep.
The Energizer Bunny ad campaign was famous, but apparently it didn't help sales. In fact, Energizer sales went down during the years that it ran. What were those ads selling?
Batteries.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Tied to one, question number two. 26 years ago today, The Matrix was released. Which actor turned down the role of Neo to star in Wild Wild West instead?
Will Smith.
2 to 1. Question number three. Did you see the joke they made about him on SNL this weekend?
I haven't watched it.
It's pretty funny. Michael Che said, Will Smith has a new album out. Funnily enough, it doesn't slap. It's pretty good. In a new interview, Billie Eilish called Nicki Minaj the greatest female rapper of all time. Name this song that Nicki did a verse on. Kennedy, take a listen.
It's Miss Miss, got bottle. It's Frizz in the bottle. It's Nikki full throttle. It's oh, oh. Swimming in the crowd. We winning in the lotto. We dipping in the pot of blue flow. Getting so good. It's dripping on wood. Get a ride in that engine that could go. Batman robbing it. Bang, bang, cocking it. Queen Nikki dominant. Prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley. Then pull off in this Ferrari.
Name the song.
Bang, bang.
Oh, no. Oh. Sorry. Wrong button. That is correct. Bang, bang.
That song's a banger.
3-1. Question number 4. Southern Charm star Craig Conover. Conover? Mm-hmm.
Conover.
Conover has a new woman. Kennedy, where does Southern Charm primarily take place?
Charleston, South Carolina.
4-2. Question number 5. Jason Statham's A Working Man knocked Snow White down to number 2 at the box office this weekend. Who is the star of the new Snow White movie?
Rachel Ziegler.
That is it. Well, you got all 5 right, Kennedy. Woo! 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kate, I'm sorry you don't get the cash.
Yep. She is my queen. I was thinking I'm older but not wiser.
Well, it's just for fun.
Kennedy's been training for the last 10 years for this opportunity.
That's all that matters.
You're not walking away empty-handed, though. You did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Shucked April 8th, playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, visit boston.broadway.com. Yeah, that's going to be a good show. You'll enjoy, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Kate from Malden, and I love you guys, but I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. It's called Townie Madness. We are attempting to find Boston's best accent. Kennedy, how do you feel like it's going so far?
I think it's going so well. I just love how much fun everybody's been having with it. You mm-hmm. know, we've asked kind of a lot. We've asked to get audio clips, and we've asked for, you know, we've asked a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have shown up and showed out, and every single time they understand the assignment. Yeah.
It's been really fun to get to know everybody that's in the competition more, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. It is time to announce the frickin' four.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and here are your frickin' four. You know, they're like the Fantastic Four, but their superpowers are drinking Dunk's Iced in the winter and being able to drive for 30 years without ever using a blinker.
All right.
Speaking of understanding the assignment.
The votes are closed. It is time to announce the frickin' four. We had Mark from Revere versus David from Dorchester.
A heated battle.
A heated battle. And the winner is, moving on to the next round, David from the Dot.
Morning, everyone. This is David from Dorchester. I think I should win it all because I'm an original Boston resident. As we all know, Dorchester is the hub of Boston. It's where the Boston accent originated. I actually grew up in Savin Hill in a triple decker from a wicked blue collar family. I was raised hardcore Catholic, going to Catholic school, and even was an altar boy. Ever since I could walk, I've been attending the famous Dorchester Day Parade. Dorchester is also the home of Marky Mark and his brothers, not to mention the queen of disco, Donna Summer. In closing, my accent is legit, and this is how I talk. Many of the other contestants exaggerate, force their accents. A real Bostonian can tell the difference. This is why I should be the winner.
Oh, he's calling shenanigans on the other contestants.
Wow. David from Dorchester coming in hot.
So good.
In the next bracket, we had Michelle from Dracut versus Michaela from Boston. Moving on in Townie Madness is Michelle from Dracut.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, it's Michelle Baker from Dracut. So you want to know why I should be the wicked winner? Well, I'm smooth like butter, let me tell ya. I'll serve you dinner as your wicked winner. Born in Winter Hill, and I'm here to chill. My accent's authentic, I'm not trying to sell ya. No, I'm not fake, make no mistake. All meat, nothing lean. I'm black and gold, I'm Celtic green. Ooh. I play the lotta, I'm dirty water. I'm out of the cellar, and I'm into the parlor. I'm definitely a yeller all the way to the harbor. I drop my R's like Brady drops bombs. Let's in go. Title town, all wins, no qualms. This chick got the rhymes, and I will dish ya. Michelle from Dracut is wicked pisser.
Let's go.
Wow, she wrote a whole rhyme.
I'm serious.
I ain't mad at it. Go, Michelle.
I love it. Okay. As our lone woman, I think she brought it.
So it will be David from Dorchester up against Michelle from Dracut. That is one half of the bracket. Let's get to the other side. We had Donnie from Boston versus Tracy from New Bedford. Moving on to the next round is Donnie from Boston.
Hey, it's Donnie from Boston. I'm Medford and Everett. Why should I win this contest? I don't know if I should win it or not. Because I don't think we have accents. I think the rest of the world has accents, and they sound funny. Like Kennedy's from the Midwest, right? You know, you betcha, you know, Minnesota. I don't know where you're from, but there's only two seasons out there in the Midwest, winter and road repair. Right, I lived in Wisconsin for about 3 months before I got thrown out of there. Because of the accent, believe it or not. Worked at a place called the Outhouse Bar. Now I sell sausages, steak tips, and serving the community 8 inches of pure Italian love, loaded up with peppers and onions. I don't make any money on the food truck, but you know what it does? Gives me leverage. Because one thing we love in Boston is food and booze. And I was in both. I worked for Three Olives Vodka for years, and now I'm slinging sausages. And I can bribe anybody with food, and they do it. So when you come to Bostonians and people that live around here, it comes down to food, booze, and bribery. If you got food and booze, you can make bribery happen with anything here in Boston. So here's the bribe. If I win the final 16, we'll pick a spot. We'll come down to station if you'll have us down there, and I'll feed you all sausages and steak tips.
Oh.
If I don't win, check out my website, iloveyoursausage.com. So, congratulations, whoever wins this thing. Sausage is here!
I'm definitely not going to type that website into a work computer.
But I am definitely voting for him right now. All right, so
Kenny, he took some shots at you.
Oh, I don't care.
In the other half of that bracket.
Wrong.
I love that man.
The other half of the bracket is Lisa from Easton against Dave from Roslindale. And moving on into the frickin' four is Dave from Rossi.
Hey, my fellow Bostonians. How you doing? How are ya? This is Dave from Roslindale. I deserve to be the wicked winner of the Townie March Madness. Let me tell you why. Because I take pride and passion in my accent. A lot of people say they don't like it, they, you know, whatever. But I don't care. What am I supposed to do? Change the way I talk? I got the best freaking accent anywhere. North Shore, South Shore, over here, over there. I need your votes. I'll make you proud. I promise. I gotta run. Going to have dinner with the mayor, the governor, a doctor from the Faulkner, and a professor from Harvard. So, I gotta get going. But I'll see you later. Thank you.
Ugh. That was
just so good.
They're all dynamite.
So good.
This is going to be
tough. I'm so proud.
Townie Madness, now down to the frickin' four. We have David from Dorchester, Michelle from Dracut, Donnie from Boston, and Dave from Roslindale. You can vote right now at mix1041.com.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and can you believe we are down to the frickin' four already, kid? I barely had time to get my parlays in from the accent at 8, and we're already down to the four? This tournament's moving faster than my prom date after a couple Miller High Lifes.
Don't you get fresh.
But enough about that. Have you voted yet, kid? Put down the clicker. Get to mix1041.com and pick your favorite townie accent so we can declare a wicked winner. Mix1041.com. What are you waiting for? Come on.
All right, and when does the voting end for the frickin' four?
Wednesday at midnight.
Wednesday at midnight.
And then Thursday we'll announce the townie two.
All right, get to mix1041.com right now to vote. Again, that voting will finish up Wednesday at midnight.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Did you see Kennedy got a new whip, Dan?
I saw it online over the weekend. I didn't even know she was in the market.
Neither did I.
She pretty.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I'm very pleased. Very pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it was not part of my plan, but my other car, as soon as I paid it off, just started falling to pieces.
That's the way that works. They do that on purpose. That's how they build those
and
things.
I was going to drive it until the wheels fell off, but they were about to fall off, so I kind of had to do something.
Well, that'll do it.
Right.
It was never going to like pass inspection. It was going to cost thousands of dollars to fix what was wrong with it. So,
right.
Stands to reason.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jack Madden Ford. Hashtag not an ad.
Did you haggle him, really get it marked down?
Not in the least.
Just walking with a briefcase full of money and said, easy mark here.
Kind of. No, I mean, you know, I don't know that there was much to kvetch about. You know, the sticker's the sticker, the tax is the tax. You know, it's just all about, and
you can fight over dealer fees. That's the one thing that they, that's where the, a lot of dealerships, I don't know.
What I paid for that. I don't think it was that much money.
Yeah, they'll usually get you for somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000 on dealer's fees.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, I don't. I felt that I was, you know, treated well. And
well, that's
and,
good.
And all of that. And, you know, I have pretty stellar credit. And I just say that because it took me so long and I worked so hard to get there. And I thought for sure, oh, well, I'm going to walk in and they're going to go, here.
Here's a 1% loan.
Really? No, the only thing that they afforded me because my credit was so good was like an 80-something month loan. And I'm like, no, friend.
Oh, you can spread it out like a house
I'm
payment.
I'm all set. Yeah, no.
30 years from now, I still won't be playing on that Ford.
I want to be in and out of here in 3 or 4 years. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You excited?
I am. I'm still scared to drive it still. I'm like, I don't let anything happen to it. Don't let anything happen to it.
And your old car was a 2016.
Yeah, I drove it for a lot of years.
I don't know if you know this or not, but technology's changed a lot since 2016 as far as cars go.
I mean, yeah. But at the same, I mean, I don't know what more I got on this car that I didn't have in the other one, mm-hmm. except a better like backup camera that beeps at me. Mm-hmm. I have the things on the side mirrors that tell me if someone's in my view, which I love because right. my car had a huge blind spot in it.
Right. I bet the screen in it is like your home TV as opposed
to
what
it's just the exact same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The newer, I got a 2024. The 2025 had a screen that was as big as like this computer,
right.
which to me is, I don't need any more distractions in my life. Mm-hmm. So this one was perfect. I can start the car from my phone. Yeah, that's the coolest
that's
thing
a
ever.
Cool piece of technology.
That is the coolest thing.
Okay, James
ever.
Bond.
I know. Who would have thought we'd live in a world?
Well, it's they give it to you for free for the first year.
They
then,
do.
And then after that, you got to pay for it. I was so, like, I'm
no,
not
no,
paying.
No, it's free for the life of my car.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Ford do it like that.
Yeah, Jeep doesn't do it like that. They tease you. They give it to you free for a year.
Can I tell you
yeah.
that there was, you know, they have discounts for some things, you know, like
right.
maybe ARP or maybe like if the former military.
Right.
But Ford is running a huge deal. Well,
for
not huge.
DJs?
No, a deal that if you drive a Jeep or used to drive a Jeep, they will give you money. Because they are fighting Jeep so hard.
Yeah, they are.
And I was like, well, my co-host drives a Jeep and we're kind of family. Does that work?
I'll vouch for you. What color is it? It's a bright red.
Oh, she's got a name and I can't think of the name off the top of my head. It's a real sassy name, but it's kind of coppery red.
Right.
I love it. It's really old school. It's got an old school vibe.
Are you one of the people like who will name their car?
Her name is Baby.
That was fast. Yeah.
Wow, that happened quickly.
Well, she's a Bronco, so it has to be a B name.
Mm.
And
oh,
as I was driving,
is that how that works?
That's how it works for me. And then so I was driving home in the car
mm-hmm.
when I finally got all the paperwork done. I'm like, let's go, Baby. It just came up.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Baby.
Nobody puts Baby in a garage.
Not unless I put her there myself.
How long has it been since you had a car payment now?
October, November, December, January, February, mm-hmm. March. Not enough. 6 months.
Right.
Not enough.
Well, it's always exciting. Blah, blah. That new car smell.
I know. So I'm working really hard not to make it a place where I have 5 bags of garbage in it. So
yeah,
we're going to keep it clean.
What happened to the 5 bags of garbage you had in the old car?
So 3 of them I took out of the car, but 2 of them are still in the car because they're things that I want to put back in the car.
Eventually,
and I just, like yesterday, I just had a day of rest. I didn't do anything.
Right.
I needed it. And so today right. I'll do all that mess.
All right. Yeah. You're going to be out there going four-wheeling now that you got a Bronco?
So yeah, it's four-wheel drive. And he was like, you can drive it on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know that I will. I think we all just be safe on the roads
right.
and just leave me there until I'm ready. But
that's,
yes.
That's what we call.
I just don't want to get stuck in the snow ever
that's
again.
That's what we call is a mall crawler, Kennedy.
I just don't ever want to get stuck in the snow again, and
sure.
I won't. So
right.
now I'm happy.
Right. You're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. Right?
Very excited for you.
Thanks.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brittany from Auburn.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Brittany, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
David's in the car, too?
Yep, my husband's here with me.
Hello. Hey, good morning, David. So are we going to team up or are you doing it solo?
No, I definitely want his help. I feel like we both have strengths in different categories, so.
All right, you understand how this works. Five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a if you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. A list of 21st century music videos that changed the game include Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes, Single Ladies by Beyonce, and Hey Ya by which group?
Outkast.
Chet Hanks is part of a duo called Something Out West. They just released a new track, and Tom Hanks is in the video. Chet even recreates several scenes from Forrest Gump. Forrest was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in which war?
Vietnam War.
More than 275 million people watched at least part of the 5.5-hour cast reveal for Avengers Doomsday.
Wow, that's a long time.
Which actor is returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe to play Doctor Doom?
Oh, we do not know that one. If you asked us the Spider-Man question, we'd get it. But
question number four. Chapel Roan angered parents by saying people with young kids aren't actually happy. One person said, and I quote, Chapel Roan is a mean girl with extremely negative energy, and I'm tired of pretending she's not. Which Chapel Roan song has these lyrics? Take a listen. Name the song.
Pink Pony Club.
And question number five, William Daniels is 98 years old today. He was in every episode of Boy Meets World as the neighbors to the Matthews family, and a teacher and mentor to Corey, Sean, Topanga, and Eric. What was his character's name?
Mr. Feeny.
All right, let's get Kennedy back on the
Kennedy!
All right, that's pretty good. Kennedy?
Yes.
Brittany and her husband, David, got 2 out of 5 right.
Well done, Chris.
No, three. Three. I have three.
Yeah,
you
got three.
I'm just saying, David, you were real quiet, man. Where were you?
I wasn't too confident on some of the pop ones.
I got you. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A list of 21st century music videos that changed the game include Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes, Single Ladies by Beyonce, and Hey Ya by which group?
Outkast.
What about Aha Take on Me? Was it on that list?
What about
That to
OK
me,
Go?
OK Go has great videos.
I think groundbreaking.
Michael Jackson Thriller, also another one.
Peter Gabriel's Legend. Come on.
Tie to one, question number two. Chet Hanks is part of a duo called Something Out West. They just released a new song. Tom Hanks is in the video, and Chet even recreates several scenes from Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in which war?
Vietnam.
He got shot in the buttocks.
Tied to two, question number three. More than 275 million people watched at least part of a 5.5-hour cast reveal for Avengers Doomsday.
Huh?
Two,
a what?
Yeah.
A what reveal?
A cast reveal.
Cast reveal. Gotcha.
Cast, yes. Which actor is returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe to play Doctor Doom?
Robert Downey Jr.
So weird. I don't understand it.
Because they paid him, and he said sure.
No, I know. I get it. It's all about the Benjamins.
You can do whatever you want as long as you just say multiverse, apparently.
3-2, question number four. Yes. Chapel Roan angered parents by saying people with young kids aren't actually happy. One person said, quote, Chapel Roan is a mean girl with extremely negative energy, and I'm tired of pretending she's not. Which Chapel Roan song has these lyrics, Kennedy? Name the song.
Good Luck, Babe.
Yep. It was an interesting thing she said.
She was speaking about her friends. She didn't say in general. She said, I have friends who have kids and they're miserable.
None of my friends with kids are happy.
That's what she said. Everyone with kids is miserable.
I know, but it's still a weird thing to say. And yeah, when you're in it, sometimes
not if you're in it. I mean, I have friends who are miserable,
but
too.
That doesn't mean everybody that has
That's
kids.
Not what she said. She said, my friends. Everybody's taking it the other way. You see?
Well, she said it at first. She's like, nobody with kids is happy. None of my friends that have kids are happy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's her perceived experience.
I know. 4-2, question number 5. William Daniels is 98 years old today, Kennedy.
Okay.
He was in every episode of Boy Meets World.
Right.
He was the neighbor to the Matthews family. He was a teacher and a mentor to Corey, Sean, Topanga, and Eric. What was his character's name?
Mr. Feeney?
He imparted wisdom to an entire generation.
He did.
And we thank him.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Brittany and David, you don't get the cash, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You have just won yourself a $100 gift card.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Yes, it is courtesy of OWNS, the Never Ever Mets. Friday nights on OWN, they are on fire. A new season of the Never Ever Mets is here starting April 4th at 8. Set your DVR now so you enjoy that gift card, okay?
We will. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Brittany and David from Auburn, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Tiffany from Ashland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tiffany, also
How
say
are
good,
you?
Also say good morning to our boss, Sal.
Oh, hi, Sal.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, I'm
you
good.
Want my money,
I am excited
don't
to take some. I do. I'm excited to take some of it.
Kennedy did lose on Friday, Sal.
That's why he's here today.
Thanks, Dan.
Nobody told me that.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. That is right. All right. Tiffany, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Yep, I might not come back.
No pressure, Kennedy.
Good luck.
Kennedy's struggling today. She forgot her glasses.
Oh, no.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. It's hard when you got to look at computer screens all morning and you can't see. Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $1,000. It is the 1KCBK. Unfortunately, if you tie Kennedy, we can't give you the win. And she is in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a 1995 American coming-of-age teen comedy film. It starred Alicia Silverstone with supporting roles from Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy, and a very young Paul Rudd. Name the movie.
Clueless.
Paul Rudd still looks very young. He's ageless.
I know. I think that was his first like role in a movie. I think it was. Question number 2. The TV home most Americans want to live in is from Full House. What is the last name of the family in Full House?
Tanner.
Question number 3. The Yankees have hit 15 home runs in their first 3 games, including 9 in a single game, and it might be at least partly due to a uniquely shaped torpedo bat that they are now using, which are not apparently illegal.
For now.
True or false? The New York Yankees have won 27 world championships. True or false?
Ooh, I think that's true.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Question number 4. This comedian was the first woman to host the Academy Awards alone. She also hosts a daily TV show. Who is she?
I have no idea.
All right.
Ellen DeGeneres, I don't know.
Question number 5. Which iconic girl group won the first Grammy for best pop performance by a duo or group with vocals?
No idea on that one either.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a speech therapist. You have the day off today?
Yes. Yeah, I work in a preschool, so our district has the day off.
What are you doing, adulting?
My kids are home with me, so.
Oh, womp womp.
Yes.
Womp womp. Yep.
Well, that'll ruin your day off.
Uh-huh.
Make them work the fields.
I know.
Tiffany got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are super
tough. Not bad.
Are you ready?
Yep.
This is a 1995 American coming-of-age teen comedy film. It stars Alicia Silverstone with supporting roles by Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy, and a very young Paul Rudd. Name the movie.
Clueless.
Tied at one. Question number two. The TV home most Americans want to live in is from Full House. What is the last name of the family in Full House? Sal's in her head, Dan.
I'm not going to get it.
The Tanner family.
Tanners.
The Tanners. 2-1 for Tiffany. It just got much more interesting. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees have hit 15 home runs in their first three games, including 9 in a single game. And it might be at least partly due to a new uniquely shaped torpedo bat that they're using, which are not illegal. True or false, the Yankees have won 27 World Series championships. True or false?
True.
Good guess, Kennedy. 3-2, you're still in it. Heard Sal breathing deeply from his office down the hall. Question number four, Kennedy. This comedian was the first woman to host the Academy Awards alone, and she also hosts a daily TV show. Who is she?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
She had the funniest line that's ever been said award show ever.
I forget.
It was the year that, like, Elizabeth the movie came out, so she came out dressed as Elizabeth with the white face and
right.
the red hair,
mm-hmm.
and then she had to go to a commercial break and come back and she was still wiping the face off, and she goes, it takes a long time to wipe a virgin off your face.
Oh, that is
because she was the virgin queen.
Yes. 3-3. Question number five. Kennedy, can you tell me which iconic girl group won the first Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a duo or group with vocals?
Spice Girls. No.
Wow.
Good guess.
Not the Supremes.
Nope. Not
any
Destiny's
of that.
Child.
Wow.
No. Yes.
I was just thought I was going to get it wrong.
That's why I love that question. I was like, no way anybody would ever guess the Spice
wow.
Girls. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tiffany,
thanks,
I'm sorry.
John Kennedy.
Yeah. I would love to have given you the money this morning, especially with Sal lurking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Next time.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tiffany from Ashland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.